George, kick things off. Please give us your name, age, location, and then your business.
I am George, 32. I'm in London, and my business is, it's a coffee shop called Lane 8 Coffee in South London.
Oh, you know, in the submission form, you didn't put that the name was Lane 8, but I'm a big fan of the musician named Lane 8. I don't know if you know who that is, but that's incredible.
Yeah, we get a lot of a lot of fans come in like, are you related? And I'm like, I'm not Lane 8. Sorry. we started about 5.5 years ago, and at the time I was like, I had no idea about Lane 8, and then over time it's just sort of been mentioned.
Oh, that's really fun. That's a completely side tangent, but I love that you have a coffee shop, man. I think that's a big bucket list of mine at some point in my life. I think it'd be so epic. I know it's easier said than done to own a coffee shop and run one, but I just love the idea of having my own shop one day. So I love it and I respect it. I want to open it up completely, right? And I just want to ask, like, what are you currently facing that's challenging in personal, professional, or both? This 30 minutes is all for you, and we can go anywhere and everywhere that you want to go. So I just want to open it up. And like, even as I ask you that question, what immediately are some of those things that come up within you?
You shared a post on Instagram today, which was really vulnerable. And I saw that and was like, that really helped me clarify how to approach this call. Cause I thought I've also had some, or gone through some stuff as a kid with like my dad was an alcoholic and through some like stuff where he died when I was quite young. And then I've gone through sort of therapy, having realized how that affected my life. And I've kind of now have a better understanding of myself. And it's like, so I actually came across you through your first post I saw was the 90-day boundaries thing. I've done so many of these times when I've written down all these things that I want to do and then stuff's got in the way, or my mind has sort of shifted onto to other things, been distracted, that I thought actually I want to instead of focusing on just getting from like, I like the analogy of like -5 to 5 and there's like a 0 in the point where you feel like stable, getting from -5 to 0 and now going from 0 to 5, and kind of like growing as a person, and I think mainly really have quite a lot of time on my hands now because I have a business that runs itself, kind of.
Great.
Means I have a very, like, my schedule is very open. So I kind of wanted to speak to you about how to define what I should put my, how to figure out what I really want and what I should put my effort into. And then like the tactics and the sort of strategies day to day, week to week that you've seen work for you or work for clients or whatever, that can help me get there. Because at the moment I feel like there's so many things that I could do, and I get excited about something and then I'm like, oh, actually this looks better. And then I'm like, oh, actually let's do this. And then, but it's like just having sort of support in defining what I'm going for, having confidence in that, and then the tactics to actually achieve that, like week to week.
Yeah.
So that's quite a big challenge, like quite all encompassing, but that's probably where I'm at.
Great. Let me just say I'm fired up for this conversation right now, just what you just said in the last 3 minutes. So thank you for sharing. But I want to first acknowledge appreciation for the support and what I had shared out on that post today. But then also I want to recognize you for even just being vulnerable enough to share that about your father. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear that he had passed however long ago that was. But first off, I just want to say thank you for that trust and sharing that with me today. So thank you for that. And I'll just encourage you, keep that emotion that you feel sometimes when you want to speak up and share those things with people, do it. It feels incredibly free. And it also just gives you a sense of inner peace when you speak up, as I'm sure it did even you just saying it out loud. So thank you for that.
Totally.
Okay. So let's, let's unpack this, right? So you found me. It's really good context to hear me how you found some of the content, which was that video popped off. You know, it was like six boundaries that I'm living by for the next 90 days. And for context, it was the reason I created that was I was leaving my full-time gig to go all in entrepreneurship. And I knew there's a huge commitment with making that decision. So my thought was, I'm going to create this playbook for me to live by for the next 90 days, which is going to keep me on track and almost give me no excuse that I didn't put enough time or effort into this business. Like, I know if I live by those rules for the next 90 days, I will look back on the last 3 months ago. I couldn't have worked harder while also making sure that I was like taking time to recharge and like live a little along the way. Right. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the business at a good spot. Sounds like it's running itself. Fantastic. What are some of those things that we'll dive into? Like, there's so much you could do, but you don't know what to do, right? That's more of like what I'm hearing is like potential other business ideas or passions or interests. But I want to first focus on George himself, right? Do you feel like you do a good job consistently of like filling up your cup first? Mental, physical, spiritual health. Do you feel like you do a good job of that on a day-to-day basis, or is it kind of all over the place?
I think it goes in waves. Like sometimes, you know, I'll be really on the case. I think one of the things, I think it was one of your other calls brought this up about solo versus having a founder, co-founder. And I've previously had a business where I had a co-founder. And then now I'm doing it solo. And I think it becomes really hard. The reason why it comes in waves is I think because it's very dependent on my emotions and how I don't have someone else to like, you know, share the like load with, I guess, of like, so if there's no one to bounce around with, which does make it harder. So that's, I think, you know, interesting. So I've forgotten the question.
What I want to focus on first is just like, are you filling up your cup first with the emotional, physical, spiritual? But what you said was, which I totally get, is like, it depends emotionally how I'm feeling / you know, I was once had a co-founder, which maybe took off some of that emotional baggage and was onto him or her. And now it's like, you are your own entrepreneur. There's your own founder. There's no one else except you, right? Which I get. I understand. I'm in that same position currently. But I don't let how I feel on a day-to-day basis be the decision maker of whether I make it to the gym or not, whether I meditate or I don't. Think about on your best days and worst days. Let's keep it as simple as this. Do you brush your teeth on your best and worst days?
100%. Like, I think I'm actually really good at like training. I'm really into training. So I train every day. I eat really well. All those habits. Sometimes I'll go out for like six pints on a weekend when I probably shouldn't do. But then it fills up the social cup, which are the connection cup. I think where I don't fill up my cup is in my self-talk, where even if I'm like have a really good day of workout, or like there's always something that I'm beating myself up about, or it's like, oh, you could do hard to give it. I'm trying to give an example. Would be like with the coffee shop, it's like it's only one shop, which I know I've made a really conscious thought that I don't want. Often I'm like, I don't want a second shop, but then I'll find myself, you know, having filled my cup up physically and feeling really good, I'll then sit there and be like, oh, but I'm scrolling on Instagram. I think big thing is massively for me is social media, and that really my cup just empties.
Yes. How quickly are you looking at social media when you first get up in the morning?
That's, I mean, pretty much like first thing, be straight away scrolling.
Okay.
And it's like, it's not just, so, you know, when I think about that as a real detractor of my emotional well-being, my mental and spiritual well-being, because I look at like, because the coffee shop, I'm sure it's the same for you with it, when it's your business, it's you feel a personal thing with it. So if I see like, oh, this post didn't get as many likes, or like this other coffee shop has posted this video that looks really cool, and I'm like, oh fuck, I'm not doing enough, I'm not as good as them. It's not just the business isn't as good, it's I'm not as good as them. So however much I might train or like sleep or eat really healthily, sometimes it's like it's never good enough, which is so that's you know, I think that maybe
let me jump in on this first, because there's so many other things that I'm sure we'll get into, right? But like, first off, I want to challenge you to slowly start challenging yourself to not wake up and look at that phone, because when you look at that phone, you are essentially signaling to the world, tell me what to give my attention to, tell me how to emotionally feel, because all it is these dopamine hits, right? So what I would love for you to try is, at even just to start, you know, I don't want to overwhelm yourself, but like, challenge yourself to go the first 60 minutes of your day without looking at your cell phone. And the only exception you can make is when you wake up, if you have your alarm through your phone, turn it off. And the only other thing you can do very quickly is go to your texts and make sure there are no emergencies. There's no family emergency. There's no George, the building is on fire emergency. You have to do a quick evaluation of what's in your inbox, text only, and ask yourself, does this need my absolute attention right now, or can it wait? And I guarantee you 99.99% of the times it can wait. So when you see that, you go, cool, everything's good. I'll get back to this later. Let me focus on the next 60 minutes, going for a walk, getting ready for the gym, meditating, journaling, whatever it is that makes you feel good, fills up your cup. And I want you to progressively add to it. So just try 60 minutes, see how that feels. I would love for you to get to a place where George is like, I wake up every morning and I don't tap into my phone until I am mentally, physically, spiritually good for the day. I woke up, I got in a nice workout, I ate a good breakfast, I made the cup of coffee. Now I'm sitting down for work and that's when I'm going to check my phone. It's going to completely change how you feel starting up your day. And you're not going to see how many likes the post did or didn't get, which I also want to say to you is like, look at your social media presence, process focus rather than result. So you came across, this is, you're a great example. Everything happens for a reason, George. I really believe it. You found me through a video that went viral, has as of yesterday, 1.5 million views. If you look at the last 30 to 40 posts leading up to that post, all of them are crickets compared, like 1,000 likes on a video, 500 likes on a video, which I'm grateful for. But if we're comparing the two, it's like, that is nothing compared to the 40,000 likes you got on that one post, right? I'm so process focused that I don't allow the result of something to determine my happiness. Ooh, hit 40,000 likes, 1.5 million. Great. Nothing changes. I keep going. Up the next day, the video gets 1,000 likes, 100,000 views. Great. The day after, 50 likes, less than 1,000 views. All good. I'll pay attention to what's working, what isn't, but I'm going to keep going. Oh, I see this creator in the same space as me creating some epic content that's going off. Maybe I'll get inspired and create something similar. So also start to change the way you're talking to yourself about how the social media post is doing, how the other coffee shop is creating their content. If anything, use them as examples. Wow, that video went off for them. Why don't I create something similar? You creating something similar isn't like, I'm not saying shoot or create the same exact thing for verbatim, but in the world of social media, it is completely okay to see what's working for others, add your own spin to it, and make your own thing. And so now you're allowing people to practice and see what's working and what isn't working. And then for you to go, okay, that's working for this coffee shop. It's probably going to work for mine if I try it as well.
Yep.
How does even just like the thought on the social, holding off on the phone and even changing your mindset on some of the social media or just that comparison trap, how does that like essentially hit for you?
It hits like, the idea of it is, it's a mixture of like, sounds like the shackles would be off if I can do it. And I have done it before and I feel, you know, if I do those, do it regularly, it does make a big difference. I think it's the combination of that and also the slight daunting of like, I know I can do it for a few days, but then it's like,
it's consistency. You
know, consistency is the where I've have fallen down before. So I'm trying to, that's maybe where the process, the combination of those two is quite interesting.
You said you like training. Give me an example of what you like to do. Is it lifting weights? Is it cycling, running? What, give me just one example of something you like with training.
Mix, yeah. So be like it, today was like a 45 easy run, easy.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So when you first started run, how far did you run today? 45 minutes?
About 10K.
Okay. What, man, I always forget. Damn Americans. We're the only ones that do things in miles. Okay. 10K.
6 miles. Yeah.
Great. When you first started running, if you had to think back to that first run or those first couple months, like what, when you went out to run, how far would you run?
Like 5K would be really hard.
Okay.
3K would be hard, yeah.
Okay, so very simple to see. The more consistent you stayed with running, the easier it got, the farther you could run, right? So it's going to be the same thing with even just the self-talk that you have with yourself. You said it best, right? I can do it for 3 or 4 days and then I'm just like, I'm back to square one. That's what's supposed to happen. You're building the mental muscle of recognizing the thought, wow, this is really negative. This is pessimistic. Like, why am I thinking like this, right? And then the goal is for you to immediately look for the solution of what's the opposite of thinking like this? Oh, that coffee shop, I'm so jealous that that video is working for them. Ah, but wait a second. Now I can take what's working for them and apply it to my own shop. Oh, I'm getting caught up every day scrolling on social media. Wait a second. This is an opportunity for me to recognize this is a habit I don't like. And let's try to like dig ourselves out of it. So even the mindset thing, a great activity that comes to my mind for you would be in the coming weeks, I want you to, when those thoughts come up, whether it's physically writing it down or writing it in like a digital phone, your phone, I want you to, and it's going to be challenging at first because you're like, you're going to be taking note on these negative inner thoughts that come up and you're not going to be like, they're going to come up and you're going to want to push it away. I'm like, I don't want to document that. I don't want to write it down, but I want you to write it down.
Yeah.
And what I want you to do is I want you to start writing down all of these thoughts that come up in your day. And then at the end of the day, I want you to spend 30 minutes. And if you drew a line down all of those thoughts, what would be the opposite of that thought that came up? So I want you to start thinking about what would the opposite slash what would be the more positive, optimistic lens be for that thought? And also too, I want you to just go deeper on that thought. Why am I thinking this? What is the root cause? What's the problem? Why do I continuously like think like this? And by you becoming aware of not only what is the opposite of thinking that negative pessimistic view, but also getting to the root cause of where is this coming from, it's going to allow you to start slowly making those mental changes, tweaks. And now you're more aware of like, what is it causing within you? Because you said it yourself, you have a coffee shop that's running itself. I'm sure your bills are being paid. But the problem for George is he's continuing to compare himself to where he is today to where he thinks he needs to be in the future. He sees the other coffee shop competitors that have 3, 4 locations. Now George is like, well, now I got to get 3 or 4, right? That game of comparing to where you quote unquote need to or should be is never going to end. The best thing that you can do for yourself is compare George today to where was George 6 months ago? Where was he a year ago? What did he look like 5 years ago when he was first starting this coffee shop? So when you constantly compare that older version of yourself to where you are presently, it is going to add fuel to the fire in you of like, wow, look how far I've come. I'm present day doing that as well. I'm now my own entrepreneur, running my own business. I'm like, I want to write that book, create that digital course, have 100 people waiting in line to work with me one-on-one. Man, how am I going to do it? hold on a second, Bobby. 8 years ago, when you started on this journey, you were driving Uber full time and you were hustling to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Wait a second. If I did that in 8 years and now I'm living the dream, what is the next 8 years going to look like? How many billboards am I going to get myself on in that period? Right. And not in a flex way, but like as an accomplishment way, like, yes, world, here's my product. Here's my services. Yeah. So all that to say, it's going to make an incredible difference for you just to continuously compare where you were to where you are now versus where you are now to where you want to be.
Yep. I think so spot on, because like when I've just thinking back to how I tend to compare myself with others. And that has been a big, thing in my life that sort of caused, like, I gave up team sports because I was like, I felt like I couldn't, as soon as you get older and you start playing with people who aren't the same, you don't know, and they're not really mates, you're like, I'd rather than compete and compare and concern that I wouldn't be as good, withdraw from that. I would mm-hmm. rather like just so yeah, I think it's really empowering when, regardless of, like, so there's things like group workouts that I don't really do, but I think I'd really like the environment, but I won't do that necessarily, I think, because I'm worried that I'll be like comparing myself to other people. So like when I think about it, it's very silly, but if I can go into those environments and be like, actually, what I do this workout compared to last week, or like, you know, it means you enjoy the connection with other people way more as well, which is, you know, is something else that I think you lose if you start comparing. The way I compare myself to everyone, and like I'm constantly like the connection with other people, it becomes this slightly, there's a bit of friction there, because I'm like, I meet another cafe owner and I'll be like, deep down there'll be a sense of comparison, and it's like, mm-hmm. it's not healthy. It means that I can't be super completely vulnerable. And I think that's quite common. I think a lot of other shop owners, small business owners, do have that, but it's like, it's really not helpful.
And here's the thing, what you just said though, it's human. Mm-hmm. You're not alone in thinking like this. I have absolutely been very deep in that process, and I've been constantly working on it the last few years. So like how you hear me speak on it with you today, or even through social media, you know that it truly comes from a place of just working on it.
Yeah.
But you can get through it, right? So, and then we need to fully understand, accept that the comparison game is a never ending cycle, right? And when you surrender and you let go of this need to compare, or you just get very, because it happens to me still present day, it will come up, but I'm quickly battling it by just saying, you're good. Just let it go. Be happy and grateful to be where you are with who you are, and just enjoy what you have. But like, think about it. If you're able to let that go, the other side is you feel peace. You feel more confident. When you meet that coffee shop owner that's more successful, has more shops, instead of you comparing, you see that as an opportunity for you to learn. Ooh, I'm now with someone that's doing what I want to do. I'm going to spend the entire 30 minutes asking them questions.
Yeah.
People got it all wrong when they want to network. They want to be the ones talking about themselves. I try my best whenever in any environment, I want to be the one asking questions. I want to extract the value. So now the next time you meet that coffee shop owner that has 10 shops, 15 shops, you're not comparing, well, I only have one. Man, I'm nowhere near as successful as them. You're going to be like, boom, this is my bridge to getting closer to opening up my next shop, because now I have someone to lean on and ask for support and ask these questions. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about the community fitness stuff. I want to challenge you, one, to follow through and go to those. If you're looking to build community in your life, what a great way to do it. But I also want to challenge you and say, do not allow yourself to even come close to first place. Intentionally be the one that comes in last place. Don't let, like, start combating this inner need. And it makes sense if you did a lot of sports growing up, I get it. we need to let go of this expectation that we need to be number one, two, or three to find value. So if that means you're going to go to these workout classes with people, let others come in first and second place.
Yeah.
Do that just so you can start training George to realize I am whole and I am valuable regardless of what place I come in the workout, regardless of how much, you know, a most stereotypical men win. How much weight can you throw up on the bench, right? That's what every guy wants to know. How fast, what's your fastest mile PR, right? You're a runner. It's just like, but what does it matter? There's always going to be someone faster. There's always going to be someone stronger. And when you accept that, you know that it's a constant cycle. It's just a wheel of you chasing this tail over and over and over, and you're never going to get to the end.
Yeah. It's funny because I wouldn't, there's like community. How my business started was as a run club. It was like a running group. We got loads of members and we needed a base. If I go, so there's that, which I was leading that sort of running community. But then there's also, if I go, I wouldn't go to a running community where I was a participant unless I'd trained for a while. Because I'd be like, I need to get in shape. I don't want to be, you know, falling off the back. Yeah, again, it's pretty human, but it's also like, it means that I end up missing out on a lot of these like experiences that I know are really good for me, and I feel great after them. Because like fitness, particularly for me anyway, with other people, it's like the endorphins together, it like breaks down a lot of barriers. So I'm glad you challenged me on that. So I'll go.
Yeah. And remember too, like you said yourself, when you go to these community run clubs, the reason for being there is not to prove to yourself how strong or how fit you are. You're there to build community. Every run club that I've ever been part of, very fortunate. I'm sure there's some like very elite, like we're running 5 minute mile paces and that's like nothing longer than that. I'm sure they exist, but I feel very fortunate that every running club from LA to Austin that I've been a part of has been community focused, right? Like I even joked this past week, there was a bunch of new guys. I said, hey, if any doesn't have anyone to run with, or you are going to be the slowest in the pack, I'll join you. Like I'm not here for the speed. Yes. I'm here to work out, but I'm here more so to meet and chat with all of you. So yeah, I think we need to just let go of this expectation that we need to be in the best shape and be the fastest runner, and remember that you're there to build community first. The fitness just happens to be the vehicle and thing that everyone's doing around, which is fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
The last thing I want to hit before we kind of jump out is, I know you mentioned like at the beginning of this conversation, like you have a lot of time on your day and you're kind of, you know, you're not sure what to do and when, which can lead, as I'm sure you know, to like a lot of overwhelm, anxiousness, because you might feel like time is being wasted. But I guess like give me some like context to how you feel, like how you're spending your time, or do you feel like you just feel like there's a lot of time being wasted?
So I took a few months off last year. So I went to South Asia for 3 months.
Beautiful.
It was really cool. I wanted to, because I'd been building the business and working in it full time plus for 4 years or so. Went away and hoped that I would have gone away and sort of done a lot of fitness stuff and come back with that clarity. But I think I came back and was didn't get that. I was like, so what goes around in my head is like coffee. I'm not passionate about coffee, really. I'm not like a nerd of coffee. What I love is the community element of it and the space and knowing the customers and stuff and people being like, oh, they know about the shop and they like it and it's part of their day. Which multiple coffee shops, I've seen a lot of cases where you lose that because it's scaled and it's like, it lacks it. So I'm kind of thinking, I feel like I'm at this moment where I've got interests, particularly, I know we probably haven't got enough time to go through and really figure it out, but I guess it's like, how would you go about if you were at this sort of moment where, which sounds like you were quite recently with going to becoming to taking your business full time, like how you made that decision of like, this isn't, I know this is the right path for me to go. And if there was anything else you were considering before you made that decision, or just to get an idea of like how you would think that through, because you probably could have started said different businesses, different ideas, there could have been anything.
So I'm gonna explain that, and I think it will answer the question I think you're kind of looking for the answer for. I think it will answer that question. So let me know if it does. What I've been telling people is this was a calculated decision. This wasn't like I woke up and was like, all right, time to quit the job. Let's go all into the business. Let's hope to God that it all works out and see what happens. This was very calculated. This was thoughtful. This was planned ahead. This was just being very honest with myself of, am I confident if I take this leap that I will be able to pay the bills and find a way to do that? So for me, it was on my radar for the goal of being my own business and my own entrepreneur had been the goal since 8 years ago, but I knew there was a lot of things that I had to figure out for myself. Fast forward 4 years late, 4 years ago, I got this full-time gig for Liquid IV, great company, great everything, top to bottom, great role. It was fantastic. And I would say it was probably February of last year where I had grew a new responsibility, and I just started feeling like resentment towards the work that I was like, wait a second, I need to pay attention to this. So honestly, it was all last year just slowly trying to figure out how can I monetize myself, my career, to a place where I feel confident that I can finally make that leap. And then it happened very quickly where October came, more responsibility came on to me. November, I was in Costa Rica for 8 days with my girlfriend, and I just remember every day dreading like going back to work, and I was like, whoa, this is not good. So I started really thinking about the numbers, right? Because it's that safety of like having a salary, like I have paid sick time off, right? And I'm seeing money come in on my business, but it's like, oh, but wait, like it's not consistent enough. So like I need to wait until it's just like abundance coming, and then I can do it. And I just got real with myself, and I did the numbers, and I was like, how much money am I leaving on the table of my business by me being preoccupied with my time, energy, and focus on this for the full-time gig? So I finally just made that decision, and I have not had a single ounce of regret because I knew it was the right thing to do. To flip that onto you, we recognize coffee isn't really the passion. All good. You've built the business. It's paying itself. Hopefully it's paying your bills and you're good there. You've hit on community with the Run Club. You hit on community as something that's important and passionate to you. If I'm in your shoes, I'm doing one of two things. One, I'm looking at the coffee shop and I'm thinking, how can I leverage this to build a community? We do a monthly coffee meetup, or we rent out a space and it's hosted by Lane 8 Coffee's like entrepreneur meetup, or maybe every week it's a different theme, right? So it's like, how do you take, and I have no context to the size of the shop, where it's located, I have no context, but like you can either make it work with the shop itself, or you start getting creative and like maybe everyone gets coffee at the shop and then we walk 10 minutes down the road to the open field and we all come together. So my two thoughts for you would be, one, what does it look like to use the coffee as the leverage to bring community together to build out whatever community you're envisioning? If not that, which I think that is the route for you, the other thought is just like, allow yourself the freedom to brainstorm on like, what are these next business venture ideas that I have that I'm excited about? How do I just make a list? How do I give myself some time to like do some research, feel it out, see what feels right for me, and then make that decision where it's like, okay, I have 10 ideas, but for the last 3 weeks, this first one has been constantly on my mind. Let's go all in on this, and then we'll reassess the other ones.
I like that.
But I think option one is probably, tell me if I'm wrong, I feel like that is probably a better option, is like taking the coffee shop, what's already built, and how do we just add a community aspect to it? How do I even turn that, because that could then end up turning into a whole nother business, right? Like now you become like a creator of experiences that started with just doing coffee shops and then scaled it to other other types of partnerships or whatever it might be.
100%. Yeah, I think I need to just back myself to do that. So, which is, and lead that, which is, you know.
The last thing I want to say to you for, within that, because we talked about structuring, mm-hmm. it's one thing to have an idea of like, okay, I'm going to build events or I'm going to create community through the coffee shop, right? But what can be really hard is like you have this free time and you're like, yeah, like I'll work on it for a little bit here. I want to challenge you and say, come up with certain days of the week and time of the day ahead of time of when you're going to focus all in on this community stuff.
Yep.
And commit to it. For me, outside looking in, I'd say it should be a minimum. If you have the time flexibility, what would it look like starting next week for George? Monday through Friday, 2 hours of the day, he's all in on just researching, reaching out, trying to like brainstorm on this community stuff. And maybe from 12 to 2 p.m. every day for 5 days of the week, you're just all in on the community stuff. See what happens. Maybe you start to find like something will click, but you won't figure it out until you give yourself permission to just dive into it and see what happens.
Yeah. So I've been sort of flirting with it, but not actually committing to a schedule on it.
Yes.
I love it.
George, how do you feel? That was an intense 36 minutes, but how do you feel?
I feel great. You know, it felt like, as in, so that sounds really sort of nebulous, but I think it's just good to, these are all thoughts that have come around in my head and I've read books and, you know, what you have so much information, but just to sit down with someone and be able to actually get some individualized and just very specific thoughts has been really helpful. So yeah, appreciate that massively. So,
hey, this was an honor chatting with you, brother. And I'm excited to see from afar. Kind of, I want to hear some of these updates. Send me some DMs and let me know how it goes. But you better believe if I'm ever in London, I'll be at that coffee shop. And hopefully if there's some events happening by you, I'll be there as well.
For a run and a coffee, 100%.
Oh yeah, but we're not competing. You got to come, you're coming in second place against me, all right?
Yeah, deal. Done deal.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for the time.
All right. Thank you. Cheers, Bobby. Appreciate it.
You got it.